In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Water into wine. A miracle that only the Son of God can do. An event witnessed by many, and one of many miracles Jesus does to show us, as St. John writes, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Dear faithful, first of all, let us cover an important point. Jewish weddings were celebrated for 7 days. It was very important that the wedding party provide a grand celebration and not run out of one of the most important and basic staples of any large celebration, wine. To run out of wine would be a serious embarrassment for the newlyweds and the parents. In these days, it was possible to take legal action against a man who had failed to provide an appropriate wedding gift. And running out of wine may render the bridegroom responsibility for failing to provide an appropriate celebration. This may have been unlikely, but one thing is certain: the bride and the groom and their parents could forever remember the shame the community would create for the newlyweds and their family. It was a major faux pas and would have serious consequences. Dear faithful, the changing of water into wine is the third sign of the Epiphany after the adoration of Christ by the wise men and the baptism of Jesus. This is the first miracle of Jesus. This is the most homely miracle. No healing here, no miraculous feeding, no casting out of demons. It surely falls before the raising of Lazarus. But it is such a wonderful miracle. It is purely gratuitous. It is overflowing with extra. The water changed into wine gives pleasure to the wedding guests. The choice wine was saved for last, and so much of it. But that is not the heart of this gospel. The heart of this gospel is the manifestation of Christ to his disciples. But close to this heart, beating simultaneously with it, is the meaning of Mary's role in our redemption. The heart of this gospel is Jesus Christ, but the wedding feast at Cana is where the The devotion of Mary, the devotion to Mary is found. They have no more wine. Woman, how does this concern of yours involve me? My hour has not yet come. Does not this exchange between Jesus and his mother give us pause? His address to Mary, woman, not mother, woman. The problem here is the translation. There is no way to say this in English or in French as it would have been said in Aramaic. But the meaning of the Gospel does not ultimately depend on language or culture. The conversation between Jesus and his mother is important to Christian faith because of what it says about Mary and therefore about Jesus. For Mary always, always points to Jesus. Where do we begin in understanding this conversation? We begin with the revelation of St. John, where the woman, that is the term used, is that mysterious symbolic figure who is a key figure in the drama of salvation. She is the woman who gives birth to the male child and enters into conflict with the dragon serpent. Tradition of the church identifies this woman. The woman as Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of the Messiah, for it is Mary who is the symbol of the church in the deepest sense. Mary, who is the mother of the church, but above all, Mary, who is the new Eve, who by her yes overturns the bondage and death of Eve's no. This is the context in which we must understand the conversation between Mary and Jesus at the wedding feast at Cana. It is Mary, the mother of the Messiah, the new Eve, who utters the words, "They have no wine." This is not only a fact, it is a request. It is a request to perform a sign that will show the glory of God in the Savior of the world. But before Jesus performs this sign, he must make clear his refusal of Mary's intervention. How does this concern of yours involve me? Mary cannot have any role in his ministry. Just as Eve's request of Adam brought sin into the world, so Mary's request is the occasion of Jesus' epiphany to his disciples, the first manifestation of his glory. And this request is granted. The water is changed into wine. But Mary's ministry, her role in the redemption, must wait until the glorification of her Son, the final manifestation, the final epiphany. It is only at the final battle between the Son and the serpent that is waged on the cross. It is only the hour of passion, death and resurrection and ascension. Here is Mary's fundamental role, her ministry. It is as the woman, woman, behold your son. Here is the final struggle of the woman with the serpent. Here is Our Lady of good health, of perpetual health. Here is our succor, our light, our sweetness, and our hope. Here is the mother of all Christians. Fundamentally, the story of the wedding at Cana is one of transformation. Transformation initiated by Jesus' obedience to God's call as articulated by his mother. So here is a question. What is God calling us to do? And who is he using as his messenger? If you don't know, pray and listen more carefully to others. If you do know, pray and obey. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.